A new study shows that fructose helps pancreatic tumor cells grow.
Whoa, would you believe?
Now, if you heard that again, the tumor cells, it helps grow. It doesn't help the patient get better.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, make sure that that's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Team at the University of California, Los Angeles discovered that the cancer cells can easily metabolize fructose to increase their growth. The scientists also discovered that was not true for glucose.
Mm-hmm.
And this points out that for a long time, the food industry has been saying high fructose corn syrup is just like sugar.
Sugar is sugar.
And
no,
it's the same thing.
It's not.
Sugar is sugar. This study found that was not really the case.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. Okay, no. And we've all known that for a long time. I mean,
who's we?
Who's we? We here. Sugar is not just sugar. What we have to keep in mind, we find ourselves in this constant pendulum swinging, you know, avoid this, eat that, avoid this, eat that, because of these studies that constantly come out. Now, people will say, oh, now I've got to avoid fruits. Fructose is sugar from fruit. And if you go online, what I noticed last night, and it was very frustrating because it's confusing, they'll give you this whole long list of fruits, okay? For example, bananas were one of the few that had more glucose than it did fructose. And bananas are a good choice, but so are grapes and so are blueberries, which are going to be higher in fructose. Carrots are going to be higher in fructose than they are in glucose. Are there times in our health walk that we will need to do something like that? Yes, there are. And we're going to have to watch those things very closely. But for the most part, let's keep a well-rounded diet or eating habit of good fruits, vegetables, fresh, and, you know, a little piece of meat, a good whole grain roll or a wrap or something along that line, and get yourself on that type of an eating plan instead that you can keep up with for the rest of your life instead of this yo-yo all over the place.
Now, one of the focuses of the article was fructose, and it specifically being used as an artificial sweetener in processed foods. So try to avoid those, but say you're presented with two different products and you have to choose between one or the other. Would the order of ingredients on the food labels correspond with quantities? Like, say, this product over here has high fructose corn syrup high up on the list, but the other one, it's lower on the list. Would it make more sense to buy that second product over the first?
Well, yes, but why choose it at all? We're training people. Okay, let's read labels. People are looking at the buzzwords, what they do. Alan is, and it's so interesting, they're not stupid. As far as reeling people in here, is if you put in, say you put in three different sources of sugar, okay? Honestly, if you really weighed it out, sugar would be before the fruit or the vegetable or anything else. But if you put in three different sources, it can come down lower in the ingredient list, okay? Same with your hydrogenated oils. If you put in a hydrogenated canola type oil or hydrogenated vegetable oil product or coconut oil, if you put in three different kinds, you can break that down and it doesn't have to be one of the first ingredients listed. So people look at that and they go, well, it's, you know, it's low. I can deal with this. And really, we're compromising our systems. We are finding people sicker and sicker and sicker. Why? Because we just keep making excuses for putting those kind of products in our body instead of going back to the basics.
And if you want to read more on the study, it's found in the journal Cancer Research. We'll also have a link to that on our blog at fln.org/news.
Very good.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.